Wednesday, August 31st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a story that both Fox News and the Washington Post have covered, as well as other media outlets. A Canadian Armed Forces veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and a traumatic brain injury was offered medical assistance in dying by an employee of the Veterans Affairs of Canada. Canada legalized medical assistance in dying in 2016, with 2021 amendments broadening eligibility for those requesting the procedure. People suffering from mental disorders will also be allowed to access medical assistance in dying.
Tom, this offer, which in reality was an unsought suggestion that he handle his issues of PTSD and also physical and medical issues, by going ahead and dying. That's basically what this medical personnel did under the cover of this act of 2016 called MAID, M-A-I-D, Medical Assistance in Dying. And of course, this veteran said, I didn't come in here to be told to die. I want you to help me to live to the best of my ability. And by the way, he did have all the metrics of improvement that was taking place. Well, why in the world would something like this happen? So Tom, if our listeners will hang with me just a little bit, I'm going to go back all the way to the 1970s. A governor named Richard Lamb in Colorado, who when addressing the financial challenges that face America, basically said, well, part of our problem is our population is aging, and that part of our population is no longer productive. They are absorbing the resources we provide for them, which, by the way, they paid for when they paid their taxes. There was a program called Social Security, and it was a contract that you made. You pay this in, and this is what we pay you at the end of life. And he says, well, they're just living too long, and they're not productive. The reality is they've got a duty to die. Their patriotic duty would be to go ahead and die. Well, Tom, I want people to connect the dots with me. We have talked about our culture of insanity, absurdity, immorality, and a culture of lethality. Well, that's not only abortion, that's also euthanasia. In other words, when a culture becomes a culture of death, it goes after the most vulnerable and the least productive. So it goes after the child in the womb who cannot speak for itself. And what children are targeted? Those that are unwanted, inconvenient, and imperfect. But then it goes after those who are at the end of life and find themselves dependent on the care of others. The very people that they cared for now have the opportunity to care for them. But they can, with the medical or mental or psychological issues that they encounter at the end of the life, guess what? They can very quickly become unwanted, inconvenient, and imperfect. And add another one at the end of life. At the beginning of life, we'll put a death warrant out on the unwanted, the inconvenient, and imperfect preborn child. At the end of life, we put the death warrant out for the unwanted, the inconvenient, the imperfect, and the unproductive. You're no longer producing. You're no longer worthy of life. And that's all a product of a Darwinian view of life, where life is a mutated accident, and it has no purpose, and it has no value. So euthanasia at the end of life starts like abortion, works its way in incrementally. And so what we tell people is we're going to engage in passive euthanasia. Well, all of a sudden, words don't mean what they used to mean. Passive becomes active. And then you move to active euthanasia, which is where the Canada law that once was passive euthanasia now becomes legalized active euthanasia, whereby the state now affirms the offer of medical assistance in dying. Well, what becomes an offer now very rapidly becomes a suggestion. You're inconvenient, you're unproductive, we keep having to take care of you, so why don't you just consider end of life? Well, let me just say, the same slippery slope that goes from an offer to a suggestion can also go to, it's your duty to die. Now, let me be clear on this. As a pastor, just this week, I'm in a room where someone has a terminal diagnosis. And as they have a terminal diagnosis, that does not make them a candidate for euthanasia. But in the affirmation of life, you don't have to prolong death. What you can't do is produce death or put people to death. Their life may end through the disease, but they don't end by us withholding care that brings the comforts and dignity to life itself. So here is this law that says, when someone has a terminal illness in which there is no anticipation of recovery, then they can be assisted to die. Well, what happens is the offer becomes a suggestion, the suggestion becomes a duty, and the definitions begin to change. What is terminal? What is medical assistance? All of those things begin to change. They say, well, what if it's incurable? Well, what is your definition of incurable? What does it mean to have consent? Who has to give that consent? Well, the secular view of life as a mutated accident and the value of life becoming utilitarian, it's what you produce and it's what you add. And if and when you ever become a burden, instead of affirming the sanctity of your life, we'll just end your life and impose upon you the cultural pressure that you not only have the offer to end it, the suggestion to end it, but now you have a duty to end your life. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what this particular event in Canada produces. Tom, Canada, 70 years ago, had a higher proportion of its population that attended church each Lord's Day than America. But the introduction of secularism and the silence of the church in terms of preaching and teaching the whole counsel of God in its effort to evangelize and disciple has put Canada into a rapidly descending culture of insanity, culture of absurdity, culture of immorality, and a culture of lethality. Now, not only in its aggressive abortion policies, but now in its aggressive euthanasia policies. And we are tracking right behind them. Many people say to me, Harry, America's tracking right behind Europe. I've got news for you. In the area of abortion and in the area of euthanasia, there are a number of European countries that are further down the slippery slope into the swamp of death. But actually, the country that we are following behind is the rapidly disintegration of Canada with its culture of death and the church's silence on the matters of the truth because of the pressures of the government in the silencing of the church. The people will not speak truth and love in the public square unless the pulpits preach and teach the whole counsel of God. And then to bear witness as a worshiping people in the public square to the glory of God. So, Tom, it's my suggestion that you are looking at the future of America as it expands the culture of death in its effort to affirm the death of the preborn who are unwanted, imperfect, and inconvenient, now to the end of life with euthanasia, first the offer, then the suggestion, then the duty, not only to the unwanted, the imperfect, and the inconvenient, but even more pressure will be brought because they are unproductive. Boy, I tell you, if there is ever a time for clarity of a biblical world and life view, it's today. I do ask our listeners not only to hear the issues we've highlighted today, but to pray for any and all who will be faithful to Christ to assist God's people to take every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ.
If you're listening to Today in Perspective over the radio, may we suggest that you subscribe to Today in Perspective. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of Today in Perspective. A great way to stay in touch and never miss an edition of this podcast. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.